in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and this is in volume 5, this is letter number 1392, Baruch Hashem, dated Beis Shvat, the second Shvat Toshi in Beis Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is addressing this with all the titles, Marenu Yoyel, which is brought down over here, Shapiro, from Calgary. So the Rebbe, it's a long letter. From the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe says, it was with pleasantness that I received your letter from the yahrzeit of the Alter Rebbe, which is the 24th day of Teves, and I was very happy to read in it that, Baruch Hashem, you're satisfied that everything is in peace by you. For sure you know the saying of the Alter Rebbe, which has been quoted in the booklet of the teaching of Chassidus, Pei Gimel Vazel L'Shoneh. This is what he writes over there. In the verse that says, Maskil Le'eson Ha'ezrachi. So he says like this, Eson is the essence of the soul which is connected in the essence which is a part of Hashem of above. Because the neshama that we have given, this is all quoting from the saying of the Alter Rebbe, the Maimer of the Alter Rebbe, the neshama that you gave to me, you created, Barosu, Yotzarta, Yofach, Nofachto, that descended, it corresponds to the four worlds. In the Medrash, he counts five Madregas, which is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chayi, Yichi, the different levels of the soul. And in the Zohar, they're included in the four levels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and Neshama for the Neshama. And neshama for the neshama, so chayi yichida are considered to one. This corresponds to the four letters of the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke. The Eson is the strength of the neshama that comes openly in the power of self-sacrifice. And Eson also means the strength. So first of all, maskilly Eson. Eson has rochi that shines. The strength that shines. So first of all, that's the strength of the neshama that comes openly in the power of Mesirus Nefesh. Eson is also from the language of Yoshin, which is something which is old. It's not something which is renewed. And that refers to the name of Ayin Beis, the gematrias of the name of Hashem. When it's spelled out, it turns out to 72, which is not renewed. And Sagin Ma represent the level of Toyu and Tikkun, which is chaos and correction, which are both renewed. And the name Ab Ayin Bey 72 is higher than the Toyu and Tikkun, and that is not something which is renewed, which means it's old, it's Eson. As it's known, also the name of Ab is in Chochma, which is the inner part of Chochma. As we say, Pnimius Abba, Pnimius Atik, that the inner of Abba is the inner of the crown of the Atik, the removed. And Atik is also from the language of Yoshan, old, that's why it's Eson, is the old, which is drawing down the essence. This is what we're saying, Neshama Shenasata Bi Tohirahi, the Neshal that you gave me is pure, which is the root of the Neshama as it is in Atzilus. And Atzilus means that it's a separation and a shine from the infinite light of the Ein Sof, that of the Blessed Sof, that it's not something which is renewed, but it's only in a way of Gilui HaHelem, it reveals what was hidden. This is Maskil, that this is the source that brings everything into being and reveals to us the seichel. So that maskil zeh is le'eson, that an eson that comes to an eson, that an eson has a maskil, which means that through the power of maskil is ezrochi, that it shines to all the powers and all the chushim. This is a quote all from the Alter Rebbe. So based upon what is brought down in many places in Chassidus on the Posik, on the verse, Yiras Havaye L'Chaim, the fear of Hashem is to life, that as much as you increase the measure of your fear, the awe, so you add in the life and health, also in the physical body of the Jewish person. So, especially when we talk about the Eson Shebenefesh, the strength of the Neshama, that when that comes through in a revealed way, as it's known, that the idea of self-sacrifice, nefesh means rotzin, sacrificing your will, which means that you dedicate, you give over your will for the Torah mitzvahs, you also add life and health physically. From what was written, May Hashem prolong your days and your years in good and pleasantness, and you should illuminate your portion of the world with the light of mitzvah and the light of Torah, Torah Or, and the luminary of Torah, which is Torah Sachasidus. And this that you write, that in your community there's nobody to talk to. So it's known the response of the Tzemach Tzedek to the Chosid Rav Tzadik, Hillel Meparich, that the souls here, as the Neshomeser, especially now that our Holy Rebbe has revealed to us the very deep ideas of the teaching of Chassidus, and they also wrote it down on Mama Loshen, in Yiddish, in a way that you can give it to understand, especially the outcome and what demands the actuality. So that which comes out for each, every Jewish person, even the very simplest of the simplest, it only requires some attention, proper attention. I'm going to conclude from what I started with the blessings for long life and years, literally, and also in the figuratively, kipshuter kimashmoy, which means they should be filled with good, true good, which is Torah mitzvahs, as they are penetrated and filled and illuminated with the inner part of Torah. As a side note, Nichtan Bitzidar, a P.S., that you write in your, this that you write in your letter, that in some places in Chassidus, it explains the saying of our sages, that Hashem desired to have a dir b'tachtoin, Hashem wanted to have it one place below. We don't know why Hashem wanted, and the question you have is that this is a tremendous delight. Just like we see by a human being, a wise person, that when he's able to reveal his wisdom, that causes him a pleasantness. So more, and we know that more than the calf wants to nurse, the mother wants to give out, so there is a pleasantness. So the Rebbe says it's self-evident that we cannot compare this idea to above, as explained in many places, that the pleasantness that a chacham is when he reveals something to another person, but that's not applicable above, since there is nothing else besides Hashem. Besides this, in addition to that, this whole concept is only in Biyah Bri Tzirasiyah, that is based on the wishes of the above, that this, that Hashem has a pleasantness in the Dir B'Tachtonim, specifically is not understood. Why only these words, as explained in the Bir, in the Rimaski Yotosh Rashonor Rashonvav B'Tchilose. The main point and the general point in all this is that we cannot really understand why does Hashem desire, first of all, that there should be an order, an evolution, a Seder Shtauschlus. Then there would not yet have been the existence of the intellect and reasoning and knowledge. This is all created beings, and before the worlds were created, there was not only but Hashem in His name alone, and over there that He was aroused with that wishes to have a dir b'tachtonim. So we cannot find any reason or intellect, because there was no intellect on there. So we say in Chassidus that there is no reason. That's what I was answering him. And so here you see, here's, you know, the Rebbe is basically encouraging them to bring down that the more fear and the more love, the more that increases life, and all the strength of the inner part of the soul, and the inner part of the soul comes through all the study of Torah and Chassidus, and not to worry about it. People don't understand what you're teaching. Their neshama understands anyways, and his question that he asked, why Hashem has a desire, cannot really be explained in regards to Hashem, because before Hashem is before any reason, any logic, as the Rebbe brings over here.